Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Sometimes we get asked, you know, you're still fairly young for having such strong, feisty faith. I really believe it was cultivated in that soil of absolute hardship. And so these were three anchor verses for me. And we're going to give, Kev's going to speak to one more aspect of that season in just a sec here. But this was one, Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. This was probably the only verse that came alive to me. All the rest of the words just seemed dead on the page. I couldn't even draw from it. But this, I'd come back to this one, and it would like come to life for me. Well, the Bible says in that passage, they weep as they plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. I guarantee you, you plant some seeds of faith. You declare his faithfulness. You say, God is true. His promises are true. He will make a way for me. I promise you, you will come out the other side of this season having found him abundantly with arms full. And we, I still are reaping the blessings of seeds planted back then. We've got a harvest in our arms because of that. Absolutely amazing. Another one, Psalm 27:13. I'm confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I just declared that. I pray it. I sang it. I twirled around in my kitchen and danced it. Lord, I will see your goodness in the land of the living. That was a big one for me. And then this one, I said it just prophetically over my life, even though it wasn't true yet. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me. This is Psalm 40. And he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to my God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in the Lord. I was just declaring that. I waited. He came through. And he's going to come through in such a way that many are going to observe how he came through for me. And then they're going to look up and put their own trust in the Lord. I'm telling you, put a flag in the ground going, my verse, my passage, my God, he promises. And so those were anchor verses for me. But before we move on to the forgiveness stage of our life, hon, you had one more aspect of this faith season that was a trying season. Why don't you tell us about that?
After you started to get better, then I was diagnosed with cancer and had to go through all the treatments. And it just took me out and leveled me in a way like nothing ever had before. And that was really, really hard for me because it took away all my structure, all my the things that I just held on to try to muscle things out on my own. And honestly, that was a struggle that I just when things happened like that physically to me, it just took me out. And you had to care for me for a change, you know, mm-hmm. And that was different. And I can't, as we look back on our journey and our life, it just, when you think about how many times that we had, when one is up, the other is down, and one is down, the other one is up. And during times like that, when we just really have to borrow each other's faith, like I'm weak, I can't do this. And the other one has to hold the other up. And we've had moments like that kind of that are defining and made us who we are as far as when we have to hold on to that and understand that this is not in our own strength. But that was a hard journey for me that lasted a good year or more.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.